Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Brachos Daf Lamed Beis. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 5 lines from the top at the very end of the line, the last word on the line, V'omar Reb Elozer. What you will notice is a double underline, which is a continuation of a series marking, a series of statements that were made on Lamed Aleph Umid Beis concerning those people who spoke, who davened, who prayed in a very forceful fashion. The expression used in each case is Hitiach Dvorim Klapi Mala. And amongst those were, in fact, Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara continues, V'omar Reb Elozer, Moshe Hitiach Dvorim Klapi Mala. He prayed in a very forceful fashion. Shenemar Vayispalel Moshe El Hashem. Al Tikri El Hashem Elo Al Hashem. The term El would have implied a regular type of davening where one turns toward the Almighty in his prayer. But the use of the word Al indicates something of a more forceful nature. Now, how can you take the word El, which is spelled with an Aleph, and explain it as if it were with the letter Ayin? So Shekain, Rabbi El Debei, Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov, in the Yeshiva, Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov, Kurin La'alfin Ayinin U'la'ayinin Alfin. They would darshan the Aleph and the Ayin interchangeably. Debei Rabbi Yanai Amri Mehocha. The idea of Moshe Rabbeinu being Matiach Dvorim Klapi Mala is from this pasuk, V'di Zahav. This is one of the places that the Jews camped in during their 40-year sojourn in the Midbar, and the place name has a meaning to it. My V'di Zahav. What is the background or the meaning behind that name? Amri Debei Rabbi Yanai, Kach Omar Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Yeshiva. Rabbi Yanai, they explain thusly that thusly Moshe said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam, B'shvil Kesev V'Zov Sheishpata Lehem LeYisrael Ad Sheyomru Dai. Because of the immense or vast amount of silver and gold that you bequeathed to them through the at the point of Exodus from Egypt, so the Jews were took the vast wealth that was held by the Egyptians unto themselves, and because of that vast wealth, who goram she'osu es ha'egel, that caused them to make the golden calf. And this theme will be developed as we go on in the Gemara. We have a nosei, a topic heading in the margin, reading Chet Sheba Mitoch Rov Shefa, sin that comes as a result of great plenty. There is a posuk in the Torah that echoes this amongst maybe even a few psukim, but one of them is Vayishman Yeshurun Vayivot, and Yeshurun, the community of Israel, became Shomein. Shomein is fat. It has to do with great wealth, Vayivot, and then they cast away the Torah and mitzvahs. So because of this great wealth, that's what caused them to become exceptionally comfortable, which drove them to the idol, the idolatrous golden calf. Amri Debei Rabbi Yanai. The Debei Rabbi Yanai, which featured this posuk as an example of Moshe Tich Dvorim Klapi Malo, where we should just go over that point, where here you see that Moshe Rabbeinu is, so to speak, throwing the blame back to the Almighty, which is certainly a very forceful way of presenting things. So that's why the Yeshiva Bei Rav Yanai says that Moshe Hitiach Dvorim Klapi Malo. So they go on to explain, Amri de Bei Rav Yanai, Ein Ari Nohem Mitokupa Shel Teven, a lion doesn't roar, it doesn't get aroused from a box of straw, Elo Mitokupa Shel Bosar. Rather, if he has a box full of meat, that will arouse him. And as Rashi says, Ein ari nohem someach u mishtagea u mazik, that arouses his joy and he loses himself and starts to cause damage. When does that happen? When he has the meat as opposed to straw. Omar Rebbe Oshaya, Moshel, and you'll see that we have a diamond around the word Moshel here, and a couple lines later, again, the on the side under our Mivneh, structural note, Misholim Litair no Sehana. These are Misholim analogies to explain the theme that we're dealing with. So he says, Moshel Liodom Shoisalo Pora Kusho Balaseforim, a man who had a scrawny cow, balasevorim, where its bones were visible through its skin, echila karshinin, and he then gave it karshinin, which is animal feed, voisim evaetisbo, after it became full and fatter, it then started to kick the master. Omar lo, mi goram leich shtem evaetisbi. So the master turns to the animal and says, what caused you to kick me? Elo karshinim she'echaltich. It's the rich animal food that I gave you. Omar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Om Rabbi Yochanan. Moshel liodam echad she'lo ben. A man who had a son. Hir chitzo. He bathed him. V'socho. He smeared him with oils. V'hechilo v'shkeo fed him and gave him to drink. V'tolo lo kisal tzavaro. And suspended a pouch of money around his neck. Or maybe today we can say an unrestricted charge card, credit card. Vehoshivo al Pesach Shazonas, and placed his son at the entrance to a brothel. Ma yasa oisa ben shelo yachta. What should that son do that he shouldn't come to sin? In other words, after you pamper him and doll him all up, what do you expect him to do? Not to sin. Omar Rav Acho Breid Rav Huna Om Rav Sheshes Hainu Damri Inshi. Based on this, there is a common saying, Mole Kresei Zoni Bishi. Rashi explains this, Mole Kresei on the fourth line from the top, Zoni Bishi, Milui Hakeres, the filled stomach, Hu Mimine Chatoim Horoim. It's one of the evil sins. Once again, because someone feels full and content, there is a feeling that he can be independent even of any of divine force, which causes people to go astray. So this is borne out by the following psukim. We cited a pasuk that the Gemara will cite on the third wide line, but in the meantime, there are a few other psukim that illustrate this. One, Shinema, Kemar Isom, Vaisbou, Savu, Vayorom Libom, Alkein, Shechuni. So the gist of the pasuk is that because of their satisfaction, their hearts become lofty, and they become self-content, and therefore they forget me, says the Almighty. Rav Nachman Amar Mehocha V'rom Levavcha V'shochachta Es Hashem. The same idea is echoed here, where people become of haughty spirit, and they forget the Almighty. Rabbon Amri Mehocha V'ochal V'sova V'doshen Ufona. The same idea, people eat, drink, become fat, and turn away. And Yeshurun, the community of Israel, became fat, and they kicked or rebelled. Omar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omar Rabbi Yonason, Minayin Shechozer Kodesh Baruch Hu Voidelu LeMoshe. Where do we see that the Kodesh Baruch Hu actually conceded to Moshe Rabbeinu's argument? Shenema V'chesef Hirbeisi Lo V'zov Osu LeBaal. I gave them a lot of money, a lot of wealth, and they used it for the Baal. The Baal is idolatry. Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe lech reid. My lech reid. What does that mean? Where the pasuk, which is in the context of the golden calf, so God tells Moshe, go and descend. So Omar Rebbe Lazar, Omar loy HaKodesh Baruch Hu leMoshe. The Almighty said to Moshe Rabbeinu as follows, Moshe, Raid migdulascha, descend from your high office. Klum nosati loch gedula ela bishvil Yisrael. The the high regard and the high esteem and office that I charged you with was only for the sake of the nation of Israel. V'achshav Yisrael chatu, now they have sinned. Lama loch gedula, of what value is gedula, is grandeur and we'll call even, if the Gemara says elsewhere that Moshe Rabbeinu was considered a melech, so we can say the monarchy that the Kodesh Baruch Hu granted Moshe Rabbeinu, of what value is it if the people have gone astray? Miad toshash koichesh Moshe, at that point Moshe Rabbeinu have experienced a great feeling of despair, of weakness. V'lohoy lo koich ledaber, and he had no strength even to respond. V'kevon she'omar, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Heref mimeni vashmideim, leave me be, and I will go and destroy them. And once again, we're referring to the incident involving the golden calf, where the Kodesh Baruch Hu expresses his consternation and says to Moshe Rabbeinu, as we just said, your kingship, your leadership is of no significance anymore. Just leave me be, and I'll go and destroy them. When he heard that, when he heard, leave me be, heref mimeni, Omar Moshe, then Moshe said, Dovar ze tolui bi, this matter, in other words, the survival of the Jewish people is dependent on me. Miad omad v'nischazik b'tfilo, he then strengthened himself in prayer, ubikesh rachamim, and prayed for mercy. Moshul lemelech basar v'dam shekvas habano, an analogy to a mortal king that got angry at his son. V'yamakeu makigdolan, he beat his son an intense beating. V'hoya oyav oyoshiv lefonav, and the king's friend was sitting there. Umisyore lomar lo dover, and was afraid to say anything. Omar HaMelech, and the king called out, saying, Il mole oi avi ze sheyeshiv lefanai. He says to his son, if not for the fact that my friend is sitting here, Haraktich, I would kill you. Omar, the friend, hearing this, said, Dovor ze tolui bi. The matter of this sons of the king's or the prince's survival is dependent on me. Omar vehitzilo. And at that point he got up and saved him. So Moshe Rabbeinu was able to take the cue, so to speak, and take matters into hand, and did strengthen himself and eventually save the Jews. V'ato hanicho li v'ichar api bohem v'achalem v'ese oischo l'goy gadol v'chulei. The Pasuk says, where the Almighty turns to Moshe and says, leave me be, I will allow my wrath to rage, I will destroy them, and I'll make you into a great nation. Omar Rebbe Avo, Umole Mikro Kosuv, if not for the fact that the Pasuk says this, it says, Hanicha li e efshel omer, we would not be able to say the following. Malamed, this teaches us, Shetovsel Moshe Lekodesh Baruch Hu, Ka'odem Shutofes Eschaveru Bevigdoi, the Omar Lefonov. The analogy, or the imagery here, is like a person grabs his friend by his garment. In other words, he grabs him by his chest garment and puts him on the spot. So Moshe Rabbeinu kiviyochol, it's very hard to say these things, but that's what the Gemara is telling us, that he Kodesh Baruch Hu was that Moshe Rabbeinu put the Kodesh Baruch Hu on the spot, so to speak, and said, Ribbono Shelam, ein ani manichecho, I'm not going to leave you be, ad shetimcho v'tislach lehem, until you forgive them. And this is all learned from the fact that the Torah itself, which was dictated by the Almighty Himself, says this expression, Hanicha li, leave me be. This is the offer the Almighty made to Moshe Rabbeinu. I'll make you into a great nation. Omar Rebbe Lozer, Omar Moshe Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, Ribbono Shelam, Kisei Shel Sholosh Rugolim Einu Yochol Lamod Lefonecho B'Shas Kascho. Mind you, a chair of three legs. The three legs is an analogy to the three fathers, the reference to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, who founded, or the forebears of the Jewish nation. So the Jewish nation is represented by a chair having three legs. But now that the Almighty is angry at them and threatening them with destruction, Moshe Rabbeinu says, mind you, a chair with three legs cannot stand at in the time of your wrath. Kiseh sheregel echad al achas kama v'kama, a chair, meaning a nation that would come forth from me, all the more so when you get angry at them in the eventuality that you'll get angry at my descendants, which would form this new nation. How will it be able to stand? A one-legged chair certainly isn't going to be able to stand. V'lo oid ela sheyesh bi boishes ponim avosai. And not only that, but I will have a sense of embarrassment from my forefathers. Achshav Yomru, they will now say, Ru Parnas Shemil Alehem, look at the leader. Parnas is a leader. Look at this leader that was established for them. Bikesh Kedul Liatzma V'lo Bikesh Alehem Rachamim. He sought grandeur for himself and did not seek mercy for them, for their people. We continue with the tefillos of Moshe Rabbeinu in the face of the golden calf sin. Vayichal Moshe Espenei Hashem. As we go on in this Gemara, we will note first the heading in the margin, Tatnose, the subtopic, and Mivneh. We're calling this a subtopic because we're continuing with the general theme of Moshe Rabbeinu and his prayer for the welfare of Klal Yisrael. The triangles that appear in this section are five deos. Ma malamed hamilah vayichal. What does the word vayichal teach us, or what is connoted by that particular word? So the simple translation is, when you read this in the Torah, is that Moshe Rabbeinu prayed to Hashem. But there's much more to it, as we will see. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Malamed Shosu Moshe, She'omad Moshe B'tfilo Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ad She'hechlehu. The word Vayichal Hechlehu, and Rashi says, Hiftzirbo. He pressured him. He influenced him. The Almighty, so that Moshe Rabbeinu stood in a very intense prayer until he was successful in influencing the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Rova Omar Ad Shehifer Lo Nidro. The word Vayichal has to do with the absolving from a vow. Ksiv Hocha Vayichal. Here you see that word Uksiv Hosam. In the context of vows, it says Lo Yachel Dvoro. That you shall not abrogate your vow. The Omar Ma, who ain't no Mechal, and we are taught that the person himself who took the vow cannot undo it, Avol Achirim Moichalin Loi, but others can. And that is the procedure with vows that one regrets taking. He seeks out the annulment of the vow through a group of a Beis Din of three, or a Talmud Chacham, a Yochid Mumche. So, too, here, the idea is that Moshe Rabbeinu undid the vow of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who threatened to destroy the Jewish people. So Moshe Rabbeinu came and undid, as being an outsider, he was able to undo the vow. Ushmuel Omar Malameit Shemoser Atzmo Lemiso Aleihem. The word Vayichal is understood to be Cholol. Cholol is a corpse, or a victim of murder. So Moshe Rabbeinu made himself gave himself over to death for their purpose. Shenemar v'im oyin mocheni nomi sifro. If you don't save them or spare them, then erase me from your book. Rav Yitzchok Omar Malame, the Vayichal word teaches us shehechlo aleim midas rachamim, that he caused the attribute of mercy to take over. The word hechalo aleim is to something should start, and in this case start and take over, so that the element or attribute of mercy moved in to save the day. That's vayichal, from what shehechalo, to have something start or take over. Ve'rabbonan amri malame, the word vayichal teaches us shomer Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ribonu she'olam chulin hu lecha me'asos kadover hazeh. Word Vayichal, Chulin. It should be chulin is something that is mundane, or in this case foreign, foreign from you, should be this matter. In other words, the idea of destroying, you know, the Jewish people should be something far from you. And that's conveyed by the word chulin. Chulin is a term used in contradistinction to something holy. So in this case, we're saying it should be something profane. Vayichal Moshe es Pnei Hashem. Tanya, Rebbe Elazar HaGadol Omer, Melamed, another triangle you can see here, a fifth pshat, or actually we should say it's a sixth pshat, Melamed, She'omad Moshe betfila lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ad she'achzosei achilu, that Moshe Rabbeinu prayed and prayed until he was overtaken by achilu. Achilu is a sickness, a disease, and that's the word vayichal. My achilu, what is that? Omar Rebbe Elazar, Eish Shel Atzamos. My Eish Shel Atzamos, what does this phrase mean? Omar Abaye, Eshta Degarmi, a type of fire of the bones. A type of ailment that resulted from Moshe Rabbeinu's intense prayers. Zichor La'Avram Li'Yitzchok U'Yisrael Avodecho Asher Nishbato Lohem Boch. Moshe Rabbeinu is appealing to the Kodesh Baruch when he says, remember, Avram Yisrael and Yaakov, that you swore, Asher Nishbato Lohem, that you swore Boch. Boch means you swore in you. My Boch. What does that word mean? You could have simply said Asher Nishbato Lohem. Omar Rebbe Elazar, Omar Moshe lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shalom, Ilmolei nishbato lohem b'shamayim v'aretz, had you sworn in the name of heaven and earth, hoyisi oimer, I would have thought, k'shem shishamayim v'aretz b'teilim, just like the heavens and earth can be eradicated and canceled, kach shvuascha b'teilim, so too your oath could be undone. But you swore to them in your great name, just like your name is everlasting, so too your vow to them to make them unto a great nation and bring them into the land of Israel is something that cannot be undone, is everlasting. Vatidaber aleihem arbe zarachem kechoch ve'ashmai v'chol oretz hazos asher amarti. And here again we translate, and it's, and you, this is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking, and you said to them that I will make you unto a great nation, and all of this land asher, and then amarti, that I said, the proper form of speech should have been hi asher amarti, asher amar to mi boyale. It should have said that the pasuk should have read, after all, Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking, and it should have read that you, the Almighty, said that you would give them. So the you'll see that the style of this Gemara will be, as we go on, is to raise psukim where the grammar is unclear. The person who is speaking is unclear, and therefore we've marked this off with a double underline, the miboyale, and a couple lines later again a similar marking. So what is meant in the pasuk when Moshe Rabbeinu says Asher Amarti, when it should have said Asher Amar Ta? To answer this, we have a couple of approaches. Number one, Omar Rebbe Elazar Ad Kan Divrei Talmid. When you go back to the pasuk, just the line above, in fact, up till the expression "kochve hashemayim," is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. He is where he says that that you, the Almighty, said, "I will make your seed like the stars of the sky." Now, from the from where we have in our Mark Gemoras the comma, the line right above. V'chol ha'aretz hazos, that is mikan v'elich, from that point on, divrei harav. That's the the Almighty speaking. So he's speaking in the first person that I said. Number two, Verbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Omar Elu Velu Divrei Talmud Hain. The whole pasuk is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. Elokach Omar Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thusly, Moshe expressed himself to the Almighty. Ribbono Shel Olam, Dvorim She'amarta Li Lech Emor Lohem Lisrael B'Shmi. Those matters that you had communicated to me in the story of the snat, the burning bush, at the beginning of Sefer Shmos, those things that you said, that you instructed me, go tell them, the nation of Israel, in my name, halachti v'omarti lohem b'shimcha. And here we've dashed on the line, v'omarti, where Moshe Rabbeinu is reporting back and saying, I went and I said over those things you told me to say. So you have the first person form of speech. Achshav mani omar lohem. Well, now that you're thinking of destroying them, what should I tell them now after I told them all of the great promises that you had told me back then in the burning bush? Mibilti yecholas Hashem. The word yecholes is, again, a form of speech where yechol Hashem miboya lei. The feminine form of speech here is what's questionable. Yecholes as opposed to yechol. Yecholes being in the feminine form. Omar Rebbe Lozer, Omar Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe said to the Almighty, Ribbono Shelom, Achshav Yomru Umos HaOlam, now that you destroy them, if you carry out your threat and destroy them in the Midbar, in the desert, people, the nations of the world will say, Toshash Koichoi Kinnikeva, Ve'eno Yocho Lahatzil. He, the Almighty, has lost his strength like a female relative to a male is a weaker gender. So that's why the feminine form of speech is used, Yechulis, because as reflecting what the nations of the world will say. And being that the case, V'eino Yochel, he can't save his people. That's why he knocked them off in the desert, and because of his inability to bring them into the land of Israel and ward off all the different nation states that were there. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, V'alok V'aro Nisim U'Gvuros Shosisi Lohem Al Hayom. How are people going to think that I can't do things, that I became weak? Did they not see all of the miracles and wondrous workings that I did for them on the sea, in the crossing of the Yamsuf? Omar Lefonov, Ribbono Shelom, Adayin Yeshlem Lomar. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Almighty, they still can say, Lemelech Echad Yochol Amod, against Paro, one king, one nation, so he, the Almighty, was able to fight. But against 31 kings that were represented in the land of Israel, with many, many more nation states, he can't stand up to them. From where do we see that the Kodesh Baruch Hu conceded, acknowledged Moshe Rabbeinu's argument? Shenemar vayoymer Hashem solachti kidvorecha. And Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I forgive based on or like you said. Toni debei Rabbi Yishmael, kidvorecha. That expression, the word kidvarecha, we saw in the pasuk, Hasidim umos ha'olam lomar kein ashrei talmid sherabbi moidelo. In the future, nations of the world will say, fortunate is the talmid, the student, in this case Moshe Rabbeinu, sherabbi, that the master, that the teacher acknowledges what the student says. V'ulam chai ani, that is once again a pasuk in the same context. Omar Rava, Omar Rabbi, Omar of Yitzchak, Malamed, Shomar Lo, Kodesh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. Moshe, Hechi Sani Bidvorecha. The Chai Oni is as if the Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, you have enlivened me in the face of the nations of the world through your words. The word Chai means life. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu is acknowledging that Moshe Rabbeinu has given the Almighty a new a chance to show his strength and his force to the nations of the world. Dorash Rav Simloi le'olam misader odam shvachay shel Kodesh Baruch v'achak yispalo, that in setting up the order of the structure of the Shmoneh Esrei, a person should first mention the praises of the Almighty and then pray, which entails the requests. Min olam, from where do we learn this? Mimoshe, from Moshe Rabbeinu d'chtiv, v'eschanan el Hashem bo'esahi uksiv Hashem Elokim ato echiloisel arzis adlucho ezekodlucho ezes yodlucho achazoko asher mi keil bashamayim voretz asheyasech maasecho v'chikvuroisecho. Moshe Rabbeinu opens up his prayer with praise of the Almighty, that you have shown me your greatness and your strength, the God of force in the heavens and on the earth that does wondrous acts. That is all a function of praise. Uksiv, and then after that, Uksiv Basrei, then Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ebrono vera esoretz devar, I want you to grant me the license to enter the land of Israel, the good land, and see all of its beauty. Continuing on Amid Beis, but before we do that, the parentheses section here in the Gemara is a mnemonic, or a method of remembering the upcoming statements that will be made by Rebbe Lozer. Amar Rebbe Lozer, we're at the top of Amid Beis. Gedoyla tfila yoyser mimaisim toivim. Greater is prayer than Maisim Tovim alone. The Tosfos adds, when it says greater than Maisim Tovim, below Tefillah, that if you have to weigh which is of greater strength, so Tefillah has greater influence, greater strength than Maisim Tovim without Tefillah. And how do we know this? She'ein l'cha golo b'maisim tovim yosir mi'moshe Rabbeinu. There is no greater example of someone who performed good deeds than Moshe Rabbeinu, who dedicated his entire life, his entire being, he sacrificed for the welfare of the nation of Israel. Afal pikein lo nene elo b'tfilo, but even though he was so great in the realm of Maisim Tovim, eventually he was answered, the response that his wishes granted was only through tfilo. Shenemar Al Tosef Dabir Elai V'Somach Le Ale Rosh HaPizgah. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said that I don't pray anymore, and all I will grant you is to rise, to ascend the mountain and see, behold the land of Israel. Now Rashi says at the top, Ale Rosh HaPizgah B'Dvar Tefila Zu, that through your tefila Nisrat Seitzi La'Rois Chosa, I grant you the what you prayed for, to see the land, so I'll let you see it, albeit from the distance, but you prayed to see it, so I'll let you see it. But it's only a result of his prayers that he got it, and not because he had a stack of Maisim Tovim to bring to the fore. V'yomer Rabbi Lozer, G'dayla Tainis Yosem in Atztoka, Mai Taimo, greater is the act of fasting than the act of giving charity. And why is that? My time, ze begufo veze bemomono. The fasting is someone does with his own body. It's a bodily effort, as opposed to tzedakah, which is accomplished through cash. The Omar Rabbi Lozer, gedolut tefila yoser min hakarbonos. We saw at the top line, gedolut tefila yoser mimaisim tovim. Here we have another statement of the greatness of tefila, of prayer, more than even sacrifices. Shenemar, Loma li roiv zivchechem, uksiv uveforischem kapechem. That expression is a reference to prayer. So that as far as the order of things in the pasuk are concerned, first the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "What do I need your tefillas for?" And then a similar expression regarding your prayers. So the fact that Korbanos are mentioned first, it's like saying not only your Korbanos, but even your Tefillos are not going to help. Whereas even, showing you that is greater. The pasuk says, "Yidechem domim mileu." Amar Rabbi Yochanan, "Kol koyein shaharag es hanefesh, lo yisa es kapov." Any kohen who is responsible for killing somebody, so he is disqualified from blessing the nation. Shenemar, "Yidechem domim mileu." The Omar Rabbi Lozer, Miyom Shechorav Beis HaMikdash, Ninalu Sharei Tfila. From the day of the temple's destruction, the gates of prayer, of the heavenly gates of prayer, are closed. Shinema Gam Ki Ezak Vashavea Sosom Tfilasi. That even when I scream and pray, my tfila, my prayers are locked out. Even though the gates of tefillah have been locked, the gates of tears have not. Shinamar, the pasuk says, "Shima tefilasi Hashem." Here we're praying to the Almighty that you should at least hear my tefillas. V'shavosi azino, and my cries you should listen to. El dimosi al techrash. Don't be silent to my tears. In other words, as far as the prayer is concerned, we're praying that he should, that the Almighty should at least hear it. In other words, the first step before something's answered, at least hear it. In the case of the tears, the prayer is, don't be silent to it, meaning you will see the tears, that's no question, so that you see that the tears get through those heavenly gates where prayer is a matter of doubt whether it will penetrate to begin with. Rava lo gozar tanisa biyoma de'ifa. Rava did not impose a public fast, on a cloudy day, on an overcast day. Mishum shenemar, sakoisa ve'anon loch me'avor tfila. Since there's a pasuk that makes a reference to a cloud covering, the cloud covering stopping tefillah from passing through, so Rava took that as a sign that on an overcast day, it's not worth it, not worth imposing a public fast. Public fasts were, of course, accompanied by tefillos. V'yomer Rabbi Elazar, "Miyom shecharav beis hamikdash nifsika choymas barzel bein Yisrael v'im shebashamayim." Many of you are familiar with the term the iron curtain. Well, its root is right here in the Gemara. From the day of the temple's destruction, an iron wall descended between the Jewish people and their Father in heaven. Shenemar, "V'ato kach lecha machfas barzel v'nosata iso kir barzel beinoch uvein ho'ir." In this pasuk where the Novi Yecheskel is told to take an iron pan and place it as an iron wall between me and the city. Omar Rav Chanan, Omar Rav Chanina, "Kol amarech b'tfiloso ein tfiloso chayzeres reikam." He who davens an extended prayer, his prayer will not return empty. Menolon, from where do we learn this? Mi Moshe Rabbeinu, Shenemar, "Vespalo Hashem Uksiv Basrei," and it says after that, "Vayishma Hashem Eli Gam B'Pamahi." As a result of Moshe Rabbeinu's extensive prayer, we see that Hashem heard me. Eini v'imras v'omer v'chiyo v'arabo v'omer v'yochanan. Kol ha'marich b'tfiloso umayin bo soif bo lidei kevleif. Anyone who extends himself in fila and is me'ayin bo. This is a phrase we'll deal with momentarily. Will eventually come to pain of the heart. Shneamar toicheles mimushacha machlolev. Toicheles is an expression, a loshen, a term meaning tefila. Extended tefila brings on sickness. We have a bracketed section, just a couple lines. You could see if we skip the brackets for a moment, we come up to a question mark. I mean, the basic question has been asked, that you see that being marech b'tfila is negative. It brings on sickness, whereas we saw just before, Rav Chanin bar Amar Chanina says that Marach Betfila is a way to get a response. Now, in the brackets, the Gemara deals with the problem of having achieved sickness through being Marach Betfila. Maita Kante, what's his solution? Yasuk B'Torah Shnemar, the Hemshech of the Pasuk of Techel Shuchu Macholev says, V'Eitz Chaim Tavobo. The Ein Eitz Chaim El Torah, so study Torah, that is compared to an Eitz Chaim, to the tree of life. Shenamar Eitz Chaim Hi L'Machzikim Bo. From this pasuk, you see that the Torah is referred to by the term Eitz Chaim, and as from the juxtaposition of ideas, you see the first is there is Machla Lev, and the solution for that is that which follows in the pasuk Eitz Chaim Tava Bo. And Eitz Chaim, we said, is a reference to the study of Torah. The question, though, remains at this point, and that's why we had the brackets, that how, on the one hand, Rav Chonin Om Rav Chanino said that Marach B'Tfilah Sein Tfilah Zecho Seres Reikam, and here you have Rav Chia Bar Abba and Rav Yochanan saying that it was Marach B'Tfilah, so he's just inviting trouble. Lo Kashya, Ha De Marach Mayin Ba, Ha De Marach V'lo Mayin Ba. If one is marach without being ma'ayin, so that's good. If one is marach with being ma'ayin ba, and now we'll explain finally what ma'ayin ba means, it is a reference to someone who is expecting his requests to be answered because he davened so lengthily. So someone like that, who davens a lengthy prayer, and then it does so with the expectation that he will be answered, that brings on the machla lev. However, someone who prays without the expectation, he's hopeful, of course, but otherwise he wouldn't be praying, but he doesn't do so with the expectation that it will be answered, that is okay. Omar of Chama, Rav Chanino, Imra Adam Shisbal Volonena, if one sees a person who prayed and wasn't answered, Yahsir Yisbal should pray again. Shinemar, Kaveel Hashem, Chazak, V'yameitz Libecha, V'kaveel Hashem. And this is such a profound, fundamental approach to the individual's relationship with the Almighty, and that being prayer is essential. The Almighty is very desirous, to put it mildly, of a Jew's prayer, and the attitude of expecting his prayer to be answered certainly immediately is a grievous error on the part of many people. If one bears this in mind, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who created the world, is desirous of hearing our prayers, so one, even in the event that he's not answered, that shall not serve as a deterrent to continued prayer. There are many other there are other sources on this topic, but we will continue with the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, Arba Tzrichim Chizuk. There are four things that need constant strengthening. V'elu hein Torah Ma'isim Tovim Tefila V'Derech Eretz. Torah Ma'isim Tovim Minayin. From where do we know that Torah study and performance of good deeds is something that always needs to be strengthened? Minayin shnema rak chazak v'ameitz ma'oid lishmor v'lasois kechol ha'Torah. Chazak b'Torah. V'ameitz, ameitz also has to do with strengthening, the ma'isim tovim. So you see that there's a special prayer or blessing that regards these matters that need constant strengthening. And a person cannot, as they say, rest on his laurels because maybe he had a good day of Torah study or he accomplished some type of good deed. There's no guarantee that he's going to keep, that he's going to be able to do that again and again without constant reinforcement. Tefillah minayin shnemar. How do you know that tefillah needs reinforcement? Kavei el Hashem chazak v'yameitz libecha v'kavei el Hashem. That one may pray and pray, and nevertheless keep praying. Derech Eretz minayin. Shinemar chazak v'nischazek b'yad amenu v'chulei. Now, Derech Eretz is a broad term, and if we glance in Rashi, we'll see what is alluded to over here. Derech Eretz im Uman Hu, if he's an artisan, so he needs strengthening, Luminoso. Im Soichir Hu, if he is a merchant, Lischaroso, he needs strengthening for continued business success. Im Ish Milchamu, if he is a warrior, Lemilchamto. So, as many of us are familiar with, constant military training and renewal in Israel, there's a concept of miluim, where a person who is in army service is constantly being called up for the reserves are called up, and imunim are training, constant training and retraining. Continuing in the Gemara, Vatomer Tzion Azovani Hashem, Vashem Shechechoni. There's a double expression in this pasuk where it says Zion, which is the Jewish people, say Azavani Hashem has left me and he has forgotten me. Well, Hainu Azuva, Hainu Shlucha, being abandoned and being forgotten are one and the same. Omar Reish Lakish. In the next few lines, you'll notice that we use a squiggle underline to highlight a back and forth type discussion. And this is featured under our Nosei Mivneh heading, where you see a squiggle underline and a reference here, Du Siach, a two-way communication, Bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael, between the Almighty and the nation of Israel, the Ikvois Aposuk Vatomer Tzion Azavani Hashem Vashem Shechechoni. Coming on the heels of this posuk, the following discussion ensues. Omar Reish Lakish. Omar Knesset Yisrael Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribbono Shel Olam. Adam Noisei Isha Al Ishta Rishona. A person marries a second wife after having married a first woman. Zocher Maisa Rishona. Even though he marries a second woman, a second wife, he remembers the first one. Ata Azavtani Vishachtani. Now, in the event of the Churban Abayis, it seems you have abandoned us and forgotten us. Omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Biti. So the Almighty says back, my daughter. Shtemisrei Mazalos Barsi Rokia. I created, there are 12 constellations in the firmament. Valko Mazal Mazal Barosilo Shloshim Chayel. And within each constellation, there are 30 Chayel. And there will be a number of different breakdowns in terms of power positions or leadership positions that are mentioned, each time getting to a lesser and lesser type of force. Rashi says, Shloshim Chayel, Roshe Gaisos V'Chaburos Chalukos. The terms that we'll be going on with in the Gemara are a bit abstract for us right now, but there is a description of a massive universe that has been created. And certainly we on earth, when you look heavenwards, and the heavens are filled with constellations, from our perspective, all the masses of galaxies that exist out there are seen through the prism of the constellations that we see. So, bearing all this in mind, we continue. Ve'al kol chayel chayel barasi shloshim ligyon. Ve'al kol ligyon ve'ligyon barasi lo shloshim rihaton. Ve'al kol rihaton ve'rihaton barasi lo shloshim karton. Ve'al kol karton ve'karton barasi lo shloshim gistera. Ve'al kol gistera gistera talisi bo shlosh meos v'shishim v'chamisha elef riboy kechovim. Keneged yemois hachama. Let's take this last number. And on each gistera, which has been is a very reduced statistic, following all of the reductions that we were going through till here, so we get to this unit called a gistera. I placed 365. That's shlosh meos v'shishim v'chamisha is 365 alfei riboy. The term ribo is 10,000. Alfei is a number meaning thousands, thousands of ten thousands of stars. Keneged Yemoy Sechama, the 365 corresponds to the number of days in a solar year. But the number expressed in this Gemara is a vast number. And the Kulon Loi Borasi Elo Bishvilech, and all of these heavenly bodies, all of the universe, if you will, I created for you. The At Amris Azavtani Vshachtani Hatishkach Isha Ula. And you claim I have forgotten you. Bear in mind, we're dealing with Psukim from Yeshaya, Perek Memtes. We started with Pasuk Yudalid, the Pasuk indicating forgetting, and now we continue with Pasuk Tes Vav, where the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Can a woman forget her infant?" That's Vatishka Tishkach Isha Ula, her suckling infant. Omar Hakodesh Baruch Hu. Klum Eshkach Oilois. There's a play on the word Ula, which is a suckling infant, and the word Ola, which is a korban, like korban Ola, sacrifice. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Klum Eshkach Oilois Eilim Upitre Rechomim Shegrafto Lefonai Bamidbor. Could I possibly forget all of the different types of sacrifices, without getting into literal translations, that you offered to me in the desert? Omra Lefonov. So now notice the back and forth discussion. So the nation of Israel says back, Ribbono Shelam, Hoyol Ve'ein Shichol Lefnei Kiseich Avodecha. Now that you're declaring that there's no forgetfulness in front of the heavenly throne, Shema Lo Tishkach Li Mai Soegel, maybe you're not going to forget the fact that I, nation of Israel, performed or violated idolatry through the golden calf. Omar Lo. So Kodesh Baruch Hu answers, Gam Eila Tishkachna. Now these I do forget. Now that you're saying you do forget, now maybe you'll forget our blind acceptance of the Torah at Mount Sinai. We say blind or unqualified acceptance, where the Jewish people declared Naaseh V'Nishma, first we will perform and then we'll hear what you say. Omar lo v'anochi lo eshkachech. Notice, these psukim keep track of the fact that we're dealing with the same string of psukim that we started with from Yeshaya Perek Mem Tes. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I won't forget. V'hainu d'omar rabbalozom rabbashaya maidichtib gam eila tishkachna ze maisegel. That I will forget, the golden calf. V'onochi lo eshkachech ze maiseh sinai. The acceptance of the Torah I will not forget. Truth be told, the Jewish people continue to survive to this very day, where though the Jewish people were guilty of sinning down through the generations, it's only through divine providence that the Jewish people survive, where every single major empire that ever rose and ruled the world has fallen by the wayside into the dark annals of history. And all of this is a function of the Kodesh Baruch Hu not forgetting. Chasidim harishonim hoyushoim sho'achas. We saw in the Mishnah that the early pious ones would tarry or delay before the actual saying or davening of their Shmon Esrei. Menoani, maybe from where do we have evidence of this? Or what is the basis, we should say more accurately? What is this basis of being shohed, of delaying before entering tefillah? Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omar Kro, Ashrei Yoishve Beisecha. And then it says, Yehalucha Sela. Yehalucha being praise. The word Yoshve, meaning delay, literally means sitting, but it's just like sitting is non-movement. It refers to delay before doing something. So too, when we say the Pasuk, Ashrei Yoshve Veisecha, O di Halucha Sela, first there's the Yoshve, then there's the Halucha, the prayer. The Omar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Amispalot Tzorach Lishois Shoachas Achar Tfilosu, that after davening, one should also delay a matter of time. The word shah is something debatable in the context of the Hasidim Rishonim, so it's taken to mean, as the continuation of the Gemara will suggest, it really means an hour. So they spent an hour before prayer and an hour after prayer in this shihiyah, in this delay form. So from where do we see this, that after prayer also a shihiyah, a delay is necessary? A tarrying is necessary. Shneimar ach tzadikim yodu lishmecha yeshvu yishom esponecha. The word yodu has having to do with the prayer, and then afterwards you see yeshvu, delay. So there's prayer, and then following prayer, delay. Tanyo nami hochi. The Tanaic source supports this. Hamispal tzor shishe shoh achas kodem tfilosu v'shoh achas achar tfilosu. That one who davens, he prays, he delays an hour before and an hour after. Kodem tfilosu minayim, before the davening. From where do we know this? Shneim ashri yoshve beisecha. The achar tfilosu minayim, from where do we know after the davening? Dechtiv ach tzadikim yodu lishmecha yeshvi yishorim es ponecha. Tonu rabbonan, chasinu yishenu yishoyim shoachas, mispalim shoachas, v'chozim yishoyim shoachas. These early pious ones used to spend an hour before the davening, preparing themselves for it. An hour during the davening, it took them an hour to pray, and then an hour afterwards. Now, this repeated itself three times a day. There are three tefillos every day. So it's 3 hours spent on each tefillah. After spending 9 hours a day engaged in tefillah and the and related delays, toyroson heich mishtameres umalachton heich nasis, their Torah learning, how can they preserve it? In order to preserve Torah learning, there is an expectation that one will review and constant review of Torah learning is something that takes time. How will that be accomplished? And as far as their malocha, income, occupation, where will they have time to invest in that? Ela, the answer is mitoch shechasidim heim, since they are so pious, toirosa mishtameres umalachton misbareches. The Torah that they studied will be preserved. They won't forget it. And the few minutes or hour that they have available for work, they will see great success in that, in the little time they invest in their work. And that's all an outgrowth of their extreme piety. Afilu Hamelech Shoyel B'Shlomo Yeshivenu. We learn that if one is in the middle of Shmon Esrei, he shall not answer even the greeting of a king. Omer of Yosef Lo Shana Lo Lamalchi Yisrael. This restriction applies only to a Jewish king, someone who will understand the individual situation, and he's not life threatened by his lack of response. Avol Lamalchi Akum Posek. But with regard to an idolatrous king who greets someone in the middle of Shmon Esrei, so he shall stop to respond. Meisve, we raise a question from the following source: Hamispal v'ro anos bo kinegdo, ro koron bo kinegdo. A person who is davening and sees an anos, a ruffian, a threatening type individual coming in his direction, or he sees a koron, a cart, some type of vehicle coming toward him, lo yehi mafsik ela mekatzer ve'oile. He shouldn't stop, just hasten. But you see, we've dashed on the line, don't stop. And yet Rav Yosef says that when it comes to Malchi Akum, you do stop. Lo kashya ha de'efsher lekatzer, v'ha de'lo efsher lekatzer. Following the girsa on the side of the Gemara, we continue reading Efshe lekatzer mekatzer ve'ilo mafsik. Very simple resolution that if you have enough time to hasten in your davening and then save yourself, so hasten instead of an immediate stopping. However, if you have no time, you have no slack in time to hasten the davening, and the only way to save yourself is by an immediate stoppage, so stop immediately. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a Tanaic source that continues till the upper part of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, which elaborates on this topic. Maisa b'chosid echad, shemispal b'derech. Elsewhere in the Shas, you see the term Maisa b'chosid echad, and it's pointed out by the Meforshim in those places that it's a reference to either Rabbi Yudah ben Bava or Rabbi Yudah Rav Eloi. In fact, we saw a story involving this Chosid Echad in the third perek of our Masecht of Brachos, in the story of a fellow who had given tzedakah in the time of famine, and his wife had become enraged, and he then went to sleep in a cemetery. For those who remember, it was also with a Chosid Echad. So an incident involving a particular pious individual, as we said, possibly referring to Rabbi Yudah Rav Eloi or Rabbi Yudah ben Bava, Shoy Mispal Baderech, he was praying on the road, Bo Sar Echad, V'nosin Lo Shalom, a minister came his way and greeted him, V'lo Hechsi Lo Shalom, and the Chosid did not respond, Hintin Lo Ashisi and Tfilosu. This minister, or officer, waited till the Chosid finished his prayer. Le'achar shesim tfiloso, upon completion of his prayer, Omale, the minister or the officer said, Reka, you empty person, Valo kosu b'tarasim, does it not say in your Torah, Raki shomu l'cho shmo nafshecho, uksiv nishmartim odin nafshecheichem? It says in your Torah that you should preserve your lives. Shinosati loch shalom, lomo loch sati li shalom. When I greeted you, why did you not respond to me? If I were to decapitate you, who would seek your blood, who would seek your vengeance from me? In other words, you're helpless. You would be helpless, and there is nothing deterring me from afflicting you with the worst of punishments. Omar Le, the Chosid says, Amtein li ad she'afayascha bidvorem. Wait, give me a chance to appease you through words. Omar Le, the Chosid continues speaking, Ilu ha'yisa oimif ne'melech bosu v'dom. Imagine yourself standing in front of a mortal king, Ubo ha'vercha v'nasloch shalom, and your friend came by and greeted you. Ha'yisa, continuing at the top of Mem of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, would you respond? Would you turn to your friend while you are standing in front of a mortal king to greet your friend? So the minister says no. The chosid asks, and if you, let us say, would have turned to greet your friend while you were standing in front of the king, what would happen? What would they do to you? Amar lay, so the officer says, Hoyu Chotchemes Roshi Besayef, they would have decapitated my head with a sword. Amar lay, so the Chosid says, Valo Dvorem Kalvachomer. Well, taking your own words in your own answer, we construct a Kalvachomer piece of logic. Uma Atta, Shah Yisa Oimufne Melobosumadom. Mind you, if you had been standing in front of a mortal king, Shayom Khan Mochabakever, Kach, today he's here, tomorrow he dies and is in the grave. And yet the king poses such a threat to you, especially in the event that you would have turned to answer your friend. Ani Shayisi Oimufne Melech Malchin Hamlochim Oshborch Shukhai Vakaim La'ad Olme Oilomim. Alachas Kama Vakama. I, who was standing in front of the immortal king of kings, who exists at all forever, all the more so I could not interrupt. With that, the minister was appeased and the chosid went in peace back to his home. This concludes today's Gemara section of Gemara Markings Daf Yomi. For those who are interested, our site offers a shiur on today's Daf Yomi Tosfos, presenting the Tosfos text with explanation.